So wasn't this timely? Just a couple days, Senator John Fetterman was on an interview with CNN. And I actually heard this driving home the other day. So this was earlier in the week. And Senator Fetterman was going over different things about his mental health. And he was talking about just how the knives are out in society. And we say, we write, we disseminate the nastiest of nasty things to each other. And it happens without recourse, happens without responsibility, and it happens too regularly, quite honestly. So in this day and age where we have to take sides for everything, Senator John Fetterman was explaining to CNN that he gets a lot more from the team he was elected by than the other team, so to speak, from people on the left and people on the right. This was before he fell. Keep that in mind. Give a listen to what he said to CNN. I believe this was Monday or Tuesday.
You said, quote, "I've drunk deeply of the venom of both the left and the right. As a connoisseur, I can confirm that the most poisonous, the bitterest, is from the far left." That is pretty remarkable to hear you say that as an elected Democrat. Why?
It's just been my personal experience on this thing. And when I asked my digital team, I said, you know, we're on all the platforms, you know, really what's kind of the harshest, what's kind of the most personal? And the answer was immediate. He said, oh, blue sky, it's blue sky. And the difference is, I mean, the right would say really rough things and names, you know, some names I won't repeat on TV, but on the left, it was like they want me to die, or that we're cheering for your next stroke, or that's terrible, that depression won. Why couldn't it depression won? And I hope your kids find you. They even have like the graphic, a GIF where they have like a stroke, you know, in your head,
oh my
you
gosh.
Know, cheering at that. Yeah, and they said that. I remember one, they claimed, oh, the doctor let us down, and why did they have to save his life? Just really, like, I just can't imagine. People are wishing, you know, I wish he dies, or I want him to die, you know, literally cheering for a stroke. And I don't know what the kind of a place where that comes from. I mean, that's much different than just calling me a name, that's really been consistent, you know, in that community online.
All right, so wasn't that put to the test? And, right, you get some people, oh, there he is again, exaggerating. John Fetterman. But he sure as heck had a big test. Just hours after that, he fell. And I'm told that he'll be back in D.C. on Tuesday. That's what somebody told me. And also, he's got stitches about his face and head. So don't be alarmed when you see him and he looks a lot different. But anyway, this was put to the test. He said, you know, the left treats me awfully, way different than the right. Well, Reddit is populated generally by the left, okay? And just after he said those words, he fell. And just after that, all the talk started on social media. Here are some comments about it on Pittsburgh Reddit. Reddit, again, generally leans pretty far left. I'm just going to give you a smattering of ones that I found in a big thread about John Fetterman. Here we go. What a terrible shame that happened, and that he's still with us. Another one. Good. Our thoughts and prayers finally worked. Hopefully he stays down there for 2 years. Dear Giselle, try down the stairs next time. Too bad it didn't happen before he sold out the Dems, a-hole. All of the left hoping he dies and is replaced while the right hopes he's okay. Thoughts and prayers for the ground that broke his fall. Is the concrete okay? Oh no. Anyway, is this how karma is defined? I hope the sidewalk is okay. Hey, John, book sales not going too well? Factory reset? Fat effing head to cushion his fall. Prayers down. Ha 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 ha. Some more comments for you. I don't wish misfortune on anyone, but when misfortune befalls them, unbidden by me, I get to enjoy it. LOL. Get effed, Fett. So who pushed him down to make it look like an accident? Wonder which face he fell on. Two questions. Why isn't he working? And did Giselle push him? And lastly, I wish him only the health he wishes all of us. So there was an immediate test as to what John Fetterman laid out there to CNN. Sadly, he fell. Hit a medical emergency. And people who thought, just the day before or so, this guy's exaggerating. People, especially on the left, they have a heart. They don't act like this. You know, he's never going to be proven right. They are empty words. Well, didn't people really mount up and say those nasty things? This isn't okay. It's not. Humans type those words. Humans have those thoughts. The same humans who applauded Luigi Mangione. The same humans who don't think twice about saying things like this. The same humans who made John Fetterman, as part of his depression therapy, get off of social media forever. His staff looks at it. This just isn't okay. There needs to be a much bigger level of accountability for wackos on the very edge reaches of both parties. But I'll say this, and I don't care who it hacks off. The crazy, ridiculous, hope you die stuff, that does just keep happening from the outer reaches on the left. And it's also why Charlie Kirk's dead.